Where was I when the world stopped turning 13 years ago today? Well, I was at Scottsdale Community College. Well, I was attending Scottsdale Community College at the time. Had just started fall semester. I had just converted to Christ the month before that, coincidentally. My mom comes in and wakes me up. 6:27. Ben, they shot down the towers, the trade towers. I didn't know what she meant by that. I didn't know what the trade towers were. But I soon figured out that that meant the New York World Trade Center. And I soon learned that when she said they shot them down, that she meant they were down. Not just, you know, that somebody shot at them. That she meant they're not there anymore. So, you know, I wasn't, it was one of those things that was shocking, but it didn't stop your day, so to speak. So I go to school. Shazza 59, Shannon Reese, you'll know but what I'm talking about here, being that I discussed this with you at one point, I think it was last year in 2012. But this beloved woman professor that I had, her name was Farah Darland. And she taught world religions. Now, for me, that was the wrong semester to have taken that class, being that, like I said, I had just become a Christian and had just kind of had a transformation in my own life, and I was still kind of in that, I have it, why don't you? Kind of phase. And now here we are having to learn about Jainism and Hinduism and all this other stuff. So, bless her heart, she did a very good job. But, that morning, we get there, and she's teaching Hinduism. She's just doobie-doobie-doobie-doobie-doo. They have this many gods, and they have this, and they do this and that, and do it. I mean, just, you know, just like it's any other Tuesday. Finally, a guy raises his hand. I can't remember who it was, but a guy raises his hand and goes, okay, Farah, our country just got attacked. I don't know if I'm in the mood to sit here and talk about Hinduism at the moment. Oh no, what happened? She had no bloody clue what had happened. She was of the I don't watch the news crowd. And I've booed about that before, and I've ranted about that before, and I've done about that before quite a bit. I will save you from that, but that would be the last time that I would not watch the news. Or at least listen to the radio or something before I went to work. That would be the, if I were she, that would be the last day that I'd be caught off guard like that. Ever. Anyway. So, she in the class just kind of talked about it, and we informed her what had happened. Now, I'm in, right now, in this part time of the year, I'm in what's known as Pacific time. So, everything had already well since happened. The last event was like 9:30 some odd Eastern. So, it was like 6:30 a.m. where I'm at. So we filled her in, and as much as we knew, and talked about it. And at that point, the possibility of it having been Khawarij, Islamic terrorism, was afoot. So we talked about that aspect of it a little bit, being this is world religions class. And then we just kind of left, and I went to my next class, which was CPD 150, which was just kind of an intro to college. It wasn't really a class, per se. It was just kind of a get you started in what college is all about kind of course. And we just, we stayed there for a bit and then went home. I went and got something to eat at the cafeteria and booked it, came back home. So, that's where I was when flying went from something very fun and very spur of the moment, if you had a chance. So, like, my mom works for the airline. So, for me, flying has never been a problem, which it still is not, because she still works for the airline. But the stuff we used to get away with before that day. I mean, getting there half hour before the flight. Walking up. Hi, I want to go. Okay. Was it a great system overall? No. Was it great for us at the time? Oh, yeah. I mean, half the crap. The stuff we used to get away with flying back in the day. I mean, you could wear your shoes. It was literally a metal detector. So as long as I didn't have my watch, as long as I didn't have, like, a wallet with metal on it, as long as you didn't have something with metal, you were good. Psh. It was awesome. Everything from that to my younger brother stealing quarters at the payphones that had been, that hadn't gone through all the way. You know, just the little things about flying that are gone now and gone forever. And it's one of those things, you know, as far as you have to be there earlier, you never know from flight to flight whether security is going to be an issue or not. But you can't chance it now. You can't think, it won't be that bad. Because it would be our luck that we'd get there, you know, half hour before or whatever, and there's a big old line or whatever. And being that they start boarding a half hour before the flight. That's the other bird out, as I would say. So, just little crap like that. On another note, back to the sort of world religions theme, I am of the opinion that the people doing this sort of terrorism are not true Muslims, that they are Khawarij. They're Kharijites. I've been studying. I've studied different religions ever since I've had that class, actually. And the Prophet Muhammad even talked about a group called the Khawarij. Who are these people that, as he puts it, they'll come in the religion. And they'll leave the religion as fast as an arrow leaves its prey. Meaning, you know, they were the first people to separate from the companions, the Prophet. They were the first to start separating. They were the first to start making issues with the Ummah, with the community of Islam, back when it was first starting. And they had great words. But when they would start making actions, it was lethal. It was lethal. It was deadly. It was terroristic. So, Al-Qaeda, also known as Al-Qaeda, Khawarij, ISIL, Khawarij. ISIS, that's an Egyptian deity. That's not an Islamic organization. We have to learn how to translate better. Sham does not mean Syria. Sham means the Levant. Sham means the area, you know, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, all of it. Shem. So Syria is an old, bad translation of Shem. So, ISIS is an Egyptian deity. Has nothing to do with this issue. So, that's where I was when the world stopped turning 13 years ago today. How about you?